This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talked yesterday about pricing power and how companies are just now, 10 years after the financial crisis, starting to get it back. You know who's always had pricing power? A whole lot of pricing power? Apple, that's who. Apple rolled out a bunch of new gear in Brooklyn the other day. iPad Pro, MacBook Air, Mac Mini, a whole bunch more. One thing they all have in common, prices like 20% higher than the generation of devices they are replacing. Marketplace's Janet Babin looks at Apple's strategy of price, really, as product.
Apple customers are famously loyal to the company's versions of smartphones, laptops, and tablets. UBS analyst Timothy Akuri says that's one reason why Apple can keep raising prices.
The replacement product for an iPhone is an iPhone, and the only question is when.
There are tangible reasons why Apple products are getting more expensive, according to the company. Apple keeps adding more advanced features in its lineup, like more powerful chips. Plus, people are keeping their devices longer. So in a sense, Apple is replacing volume with price. And while Apple has a range of prices for its devices, pricing strategy consultant Rafi Mohammed says the company is really good at pushing people to its highest-end products.
I'm an economist, and I'm a fairly thrifty person. And even I bought the XS Max.
That's one of Apple's newer iPhones, and it starts at $1,100. So how expensive can Apple actually go? Analyst Mike Olson at Piper Jaffray says there is a limit.
We did a survey of 1,500 iPhone owners who said they did not upgrade to the iPhone X, and 31% of them said the reason they did not upgrade was it was too expensive.
Olson says that's proof that not everyone is willing to pay more for an iPhone just because it's an iPhone. In New York, I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.